The vaccine pass is an important tool for boosting the vaccination rate, which will continue to help encourage the elderly and young children to get vaccinated. If citizens are required to receive booster shots in the future, the vaccine pass can also play a role, so it is worth keeping at this stage. The COVID-19 virus is constantly mutating. In order to monitor the situation of imported cases, nucleic acid testing for Hong Kong arrivals at the airport also should not be withdrawn in the short term. Despite that, Hong Kong already has a fairly solid barrier against severe cases. Some anti-epidemic measures, such as sewage monitoring, compulsory testing orders for buildings, restrictions on cinema occupancies, and the capacity cap on the number of banquet guests, do not have much effect anymore. In fact, they can be scrapped all in one go. The government can concentrate the manpower and resources that was saved on the protection of the elderly, the sick, and the weak. Due to limited space and insufficient manpower, some nursing homes are still facing many difficulties in pandemic prevention and the treatment of infected residents. As winter arrives and diseases break out more frequently, the government should mobilize more resources to support the control of the pandemic in nursing homes and shoulder the burden of public hospitals. Thanks for listening to this Minpao's editorial brought to you by Sharon Fang Yuchen, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U.